If you go to the library to check out a book that's a story about someone's life, a biography or whatever, the only reason you're going to be interested in that is because the storyline is someone had struggles, someone had problems, and they overcame them. That's the storyline. When movie makers make movies, they make those stories to illustrate someone who went through some situation and overcame it, came through it. Amen. Praise God. Well, you and I have a story. All of us. We have a story, and this is why this has been on my mind for recent services, and I just want to take a few minutes more tonight just to encourage you and in this area, because God is fighting for you, and God wants to give you victory over fear. Let's read some verses tonight, and I want us to take some time to pray around the altars tonight, because I know that some are experiencing different types of problems, different types of struggles. You're praying about things. You need help from God. And it's really important for us to hear the voice of God, hear His word, understand that God wants to give us victory. Amen. So I'm kind of lingering on this topic mainly because I want to see everyone move in a direction toward strengthening their faith and getting free from their fears. Amen. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10 and 35. Well, we know that Hebrews chapter 11 is the story after story after story, like I just illustrated for you, of the struggle and how that they overcame by faith. Heroes of faith that are listed there in Hebrews chapter 11. But let's back up a few verses before this faith chapter and read starting with verse 35. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that afterward ye have, after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, any man shrink back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. We are not of them who draw back or shrink back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. Now the reason why that we need to talk about this for a few more minutes tonight is because I do believe that there are people, good people, even people serving the Lord, Christian people, who are living with a lot of hopelessness. And there is this despair that the enemy is using in these times, in these seasons that we're living in right now, and people are giving up. They're losing heart. And they're doing what the apostle tells us to never do, and that is throw away our confidence. Cast away our confidence in God. Amen. We need to have an assurance and a confidence in who God is. God is good. God is all powerful. God is in control. Amen. Nothing is outside of His power and control. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. And God, by His very nature, is just good. God is good. And you can have confidence. And that's just a few things that describe the character and the nature of the God that we serve. And because we know Him, we have great confidence in what He can do and what He has done in our life. Amen. Sometimes we throw away our confidence because we're not seeing things happen the way that we want them to happen. Maybe you've prayed about things, but you're still experiencing times, a season when your prayers haven't been answered. And Maybe some of your heart's desire, your hopes, your dreams haven't been fulfilled, things that you've prayed for a long, long time. And so you're losing heart. And something about the season that we're in right now in our world is attacking our faith, and our confidence has been shaken. And that's exactly what Satan wants to do. That's what he's trying to do. He wants to somehow insert doubt, fear, unbelief into your mind, into your heart, because he knows that faith and fear cannot coexist. It cannot. When one enters, the other leaves. If fear enters, faith leaves. When faith enters, fear leaves. That's why it's so important that we build our faith. Amen. Faith is strengthened by the word of God. It's by the presence of God and by hearing the word of the Lord. Our faith is strengthened and encouraged. But if you are hearing the voices of the world, and there are so many voices right now, it's really easy to let fear invade your heart and your spirit, and you will be affected by it. And when fear comes in, faith goes, and you throw away your confidence. You cast away the confidence. Some of you have served the Lord a long, long time, and you've had confidence in the Lord. You've had experiences with God's faithfulness, but right now you're in a season that you're just wondering, Lord, where are you, and what's happening, and why am I going through some of the things that I'm going through? Right now, you're at the point that the apostle here is describing. You're just about to the point that you're just about ready to give up. Throw away your confidence that you've had in the Lord. Fear imprisons us, but faith liberates us. Fear paralyzes us, but faith empowers us. Fear disheartens us, but faith encourages us. Fear sickens us, but faith heals us. Amen. Fear makes you feel useless. Faith makes you feel useful. Amen. Fear makes you feel hopeless, but faith causes you to rejoice in the hope that you have in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There's no fear in love. No fear in love. Again, it can't coexist. Faith, love, all these wonderful attributes of the Lord, they can't coexist with fear. There's no fear in love. Perfect love casteth out fear. It removes it from your life, because fear hath torment. I don't know if you've thought about that very much, that verse of Scripture. Fear hath torment. You know, torment is really something that Satan uses to rob you of your quality of life. Amen. Robs you of the quality of your life. Torment will make you miserable. And I don't believe it's the will of God that Christians live their life in misery. That you dread the next day, and you dread what's going to happen tonight, and you dread what's going to happen in this coming week. Your life is filled with misery. You don't have any hope or confidence in the future. You're dreading it all. Everything is a dread to you. That is the work of the enemy against you. That is the enemy. It causes you to dread all the things. Fear has torment. Your life is a misery because Satan wants to rob you of your quality of life. Yes, he does. He does. Amen. As a Christian, honestly, I understand, we all understand that we have troubles, we have sicknesses, we go through trials. I mean, we understand all of that. We all have the ups and downs in life, and things are never always perfect. But Satan, what he wants to do is he wants to enter into your mind and your heart and make your life a misery. Now, I've been around people like this, that they're miserable. They're unhappy, and everyone they come in contact with becomes unhappy because they affect them by their
misery in their life. Fear has torment. There's no peace. There's no joy. There's no hope. There's no looking to the future. But in God, there is hope. Praise the Lord. There is faith. There is confidence. Don't throw away your confidence. Don't throw away your confidence. Another thing, and I described this, I think, maybe Wednesday night or in a recent service, talking about those verses that describe what was happening in the life of young Timothy. He was a young man, a young preacher, and the Apostle Paul was his mentor, spiritual father. He was instructing him and helping him, showing him the way to go. And the Bible says that Timothy was struggling. And Paul said to him, remember those things that were deposited in your heart by your grandmother and your mother, and also by me, when I laid my hands upon you. Don't forget about all the wonderful things that God has deposited in your life, Timothy. God didn't give you that spirit of fear, that backing up, that spirit that causes you to shrink back and be timid and not able to fulfill your calling. Fear does just that. Not only does fear bring torment and misery to your life, but fear also stops what God wants to do with you. Stops the plan of God for your life. Stops the progress that you are making in the Lord. And so do not allow the enemy. Don't throw away your confidence. Don't cast away your confidence. The word literally means your boldness, the assurance that you have in God. Amen. And I believe that as a Christian, you'll see that in new converts a lot of times. They have this zeal and this boldness about them, but they get hit with a few troubles and trials, and they kind of get timid and shy and backward, and that's not the will of God. We find ourselves in that position. We need to lay hold of the promises of God and be bold and be strong and be confident and full of hope. Don't throw away your confidence. The Bible says it has great recompense of reward. That just means that there is, for the person that does not throw away their confidence in God, if you'll hold on, if you'll be faithful, if you'll persist, there is reward ahead for you. God rewards his people. Amen? God is a rewarder for those who diligently seek him, and he'll reward you. Now, we know that there is a reward in eternity. We know that we're going to receive reward, and the wonderful reward that we'll receive will be just when the Lord comes and we get to go to heaven and be in the presence of the Lord, and that's reward enough. But there's many wonderful rewards that are awaiting us in eternity. But this is also describing that if you'll hold on and be faithful to God and don't throw away your confidence, that God will reward you even in this life. God will reward you. God will honor you. God will bless you. God will prove himself to you in your life if you'll just hold on, be steady, be faithful. Don't throw away your confidence. Believe that God is at work. For you have need of patience. Amen. You have need of patience. Just wait on the Lord. Just trust the Lord. You may have prayed about it for a long time. It may be something that you're kind of even disappointed because God hasn't come through and helped you in that particular area. But you have need of patience. You need to trust the Lord. You need to let your confidence in God be strengthened. You have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And again, there's reward for those who do God's will in spite of problems, negativities, all the things that might go against you in your life. There's rewards for the faithful. Praise God. Amen. I'm glad for the faithful out on a Sunday night. Amen. When a lot of people are doing a lot of other things, you thought the things of God and the house of God was important enough to be here. God rewards faithfulness.
Amen.
Glory to God. Don't throw away your confidence. You have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. Now that's describing the reward that's ahead for all of us who hold on to the Lord. There's rewards in this life, the promises of God. God rewards us in this world and in this life, and there is the wonderful reward that awaits us when he comes and when we enter into that wonderful, wonderful place. Now, if anything, that all of the sadness and the loss of life and all the things that we've experienced in the last year or so, if there's anything that it should do, it should make us much more eternity conscious. Amen. Amen. I remember a lady one time who, and she wasn't that old of a lady, but she wanted to talk to me about some of her questions that she had, and she was afraid she was going to die. And I think she might have been maybe in her 40s. I don't know. She wasn't very old. But she was fearful about death. So I just said, okay, just wait a minute now. Are you a born-again Christian? Yes. Haven't you served the Lord for X number of years? Yes, I have. Do you believe that God is faithful? Yes. So the worst thing that can ever happen to you is that you could die and go to heaven. That's the absolute worst thing that could happen to you, is that you could die and go to heaven. Amen. How bad does that sound? Amen. Doesn't sound too bad for when you look at the world we're living in right now and all the things that are going on in this world. Going to heaven sounds pretty inviting. Amen. And that just strips away all the fear and all the things that you're worried about your future. Amen. If fearing sickness and death is the worst thing, let me tell you, that's not too bad for the saint of God. Amen. Steve French, this morning, he made his step out of this world and into eternity. I don't know. I can just imagine how it is for some of these brothers and sisters that we have known and that have gone to heaven in recent weeks and months. How amazing that entrance into heaven must be. How amazing that must be. Praise God. Amen. So don't let fear control your life. Don't allow fear. Don't throw away your confidence. Trust the Lord. He'll reward you in this life and he'll reward you in the life to come. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now the just shall live by faith. That's our life source. That's our breath. That's our strength. That's our energy. The just, the righteous live by faith. Hallelujah. If you don't have faith, you can't survive. You can't continue on in your Christian experience. If you're not living by faith, you're not going to be able to move forward. You're going to be in misery, and your life is going to be a misery. And every day, you're going to wake up miserable, and you're going to live out your days in misery. But if you live by faith, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, if any man shrink back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. He is robbed of those wonderful promises, those wonderful rewards. He's robbed of all the blessing. And I'm speaking, we all know that heaven is a great reward, but all the wonderful things that God wants to do in your life. You don't know how much longer you've got in this world. None of us do. You might have 5 years or 10 years or 20 years. Some of you younger ones, maybe longer than that. We don't know what the future holds. We just know that God is faithful and he rewards faithful people. Amen. And he wants to reward you. Amen. I'm constantly amazed at the way that God just shows himself strong. Shows himself strong. Amen. I had received this message from Brother Bradley, concerned. He said, pray. I don't know what to do. I don't know if we should leave the country. All of my family's here. It could cost thousands of dollars, and I don't know how to do it. Well, I knew, you know, we're limited to what we can do. I told him we'll do what we can do. The very same day, I get a message from a pastor in Indiana. I get another message the same day from a brother in Oklahoma
who's not a preacher, but a businessman, who is asking me about Brother Bradley. Are they in danger? And I said, well, he just texted me. And they think they might need to leave the country in the next few days. This brother said to me, whatever you need, you let me know, I'll get it for you. Whatever it is, you let me know. Praise the Lord. Isn't it amazing? The rewards of serving the Lord are so amazing. He doesn't forget us. He doesn't forsake us. He knows what we're in need of. He knows the struggles of our life. Don't let fear grip your heart and rob you of this kind of reward. A life that is rewarded because of your faithfulness. Don't throw away your confidence. Hold on to the Lord. Because he's a God who wants to reward you even in this life. Even in this world. He wants to show himself mighty and powerful in your life. Otherwise, it's a life of misery and torment and constant upheaval. But hold on to the Lord. It's a life of the enemy stepping in with fear to try to stop you from being what God has called you to be. Don't let it happen. Hold on to the Lord. Amen. Get a grip on the things of God and don't let go. Amen. Even though you see others around you that are forsaking the Lord and walking away from the things of God, hold on with all of your might. And if you'll be faithful, God will reward you in this world and in the world to come. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You can't lose. You can't lose with this kind of provision from the Lord. Oh, what a wonderful blessing it is to know that God will deliver you from fear and worry and doubt. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's stand together. I want to ask tonight, because there may be some of you here tonight that the enemy has really been pounding on you, and you feel the overwhelming discouragement, almost to the point of just giving up, losing heart. You need to get a hold of something tonight before you leave this service. Something from the Lord that can cause you to renew your confidence and to get a hold of the promises of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know what we're going to face this week or next month, but I do know this. God's grace is sufficient. God is all that we need. Get a hold of the Lord and hold on. Amen.